Good morning, everyone. What a blessed day it is today, and I'm feeling very, very moved to be here with you all today. And I shall enlighten you with that a little bit more later on. I do apologise if we're going to run a little bit late today. We've got a lot to get through. We have the presentation, why not? Not so long ago, I was having a bit of a problem in my life, like we all do. And it always amazes me how God speaks to us in the simplest of ways sometimes. It could be just that one message or sort of conversation you've heard in the supermarket somebody else said. It could be something you've heard on the radio. Or it could be something someone sends you by Facebook. I mean, the words here are brilliant. God promises are like the stars. The darker the night, the brighter they shine. This is actually a song that was blessed with me one morning. And I'm hoping to pitch it a little bit correct. I hope we can all raise our voices and say these few verses. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place, fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. Should we do it again? Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. Amen. I'm going to show you a short video. It's called Ashard. It's a 2-minute clip to give you a bit of an insight into the leprosy.
Hi there. I wonder if I can have 2 minutes of your busy day today for my friend Arshad. Arshad has leprosy. That's right. Today, Arshad is living with leprosy. In fact, he's one of more than 200,000 people who are newly diagnosed each year. Arshad is feeling full of shame and sad because people in his community believe he is contagious and that he is cursed. And worse, he's feeling worthless because most people in the world believe that leprosy hasn't existed since ancient times. Arshad would like you to know more about his disease. Leprosy is a mildly infectious condition caused by a bacteria related to tuberculosis. 95% of us are naturally immune to it, but it's more common in countries where poverty is rife and people's immune systems are not strong. If left untreated, leprosy causes damage to large nerves in the hands and feet, so the patient simply doesn't feel it when they hurt themselves. These wounds, and the ulcers they often cause, can ultimately lead to permanent disability, amputation, and despair. Leprosy is also one of the world's most stigmatizing diseases. Whole families see their education, job, and marriage prospects affected by discrimination and misunderstanding, often being denied their basic human rights. Even if aware that they have leprosy, patients fear being diagnosed, so fail to seek treatment, perpetuating a vicious cycle of disease, disability, and discrimination. 3 million people in the world are living with irreversible disabilities caused by late treatment of leprosy, but since 1982, an effective cure has been available. None of this has to happen. Arshad has been receiving support from the Leprosy Mission for a while now. We're a global charity working to diagnose, treat, and rehabilitate those who are suffering from this dreadful disease. After medication cured Arshad of leprosy, surgery helped him to use his hands and feet again. Now he's studying at one of our training centres so he can get a job and sustain himself. And thanks to awareness raising in his community, people now know that those affected by leprosy should not be outcasts and have the same rights as anyone else. We don't just help cure leprosy. Our hope is for more people to be educated about the disease. Since you started watching this film, somewhere in the world, someone has been diagnosed with leprosy. Show your support by sharing this video. We can't turn back the clock, but we can stop it ticking on this silently destructive disease. Thanks for watching.
It's really amazing that every 2 minutes that someone is diagnosed with leprosy. And it's a disease that in the modern age, technology and life we live can be so easily cured. There are a few leaflets dotted around. I will apologise at this stage. I know some of them are out of date, what they put on the leaflets. But I don't like to waste paper. And I still think it's obviously relevant information. There's the rebuild in Nepal. This is about a story of a man who lost his home, which we hopefully will come across a bit later on. But you can become a partner in supporting the leprosy mission. There's a little bit in the back where you can fill out and perhaps direct debit. There are other ways you can also help. You could just want to buy a gift for somebody. So perhaps this Christmas, you might say to your partner, we've bought gifts for each other for how many years? Let's do something for somebody else. I mean, out the back there's a book where you could buy a school uniform for a child for £20. You could give someone sight, eye surgery, for £35. A little food for thought. Could we have the sermon up, please? The reading we had, Matthew 8:1-4, highlights the three main challenges faced by people affected by leprosy and crucially shows us how Jesus sought to meet them. They are the social needs, the physical needs, and the spiritual needs. The social needs is when Jesus looked upon us, was there for us every day. The passage begins by speaking of loneliness and solitude. It speaks of a man who has lost everything because he has leprosy. When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. Jesus came down. Sorry. He knows he's about to meet someone who is totally alone and who has been rejected. Because of leprosy, so Jesus separates himself to meet this man with his need. The fear and the lack of compassion of the crowd would have denied this man an audience with Jesus. Had Jesus not taken the initiative and prepared the way for this meeting, he provided the man with the opportunity to come out of hiding. It is a beautiful picture of the heart of Jesus, not only seeking to meet the need of this man, but to identify himself by separating from the crowd to join him in his loneliness. And the physical needs. In response to Jesus' preparations for meeting the man when he comes out of hiding, he rushes over to Jesus and kneels before him. The word knelt is translated from the Greek and describes someone collapsing to the ground. With severe disabilities, it probably took all the strength the man had to rush to Jesus. It was probably the first time he had even dared to come out of his home or into a public place. The man clearly saw something in the character and the teaching of Jesus that gave him the confidence to take that courage and that leap of faith. The spiritual needs, the man is finally able to make his request to Jesus and says, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." This request reveals the depth of a potential spiritual and emotional damage inflicted by leprosy and the consequences of the cruelty of stigma. The man does not mention that he has leprosy, for he does not see this as the problem, but the result of his problem. He considers that his leprosy is the result of punishment and the rejection by God, which is what being unclean means. Therefore, he thinks if Jesus agrees to make him clean, the reason for his curse will be absolved, and the punishment of leprosy will be removed. In many cultures today, leprosy is still seen as a punishment and a curse from God. The result is blame instead of compassion, and an ever-increasing sense of isolation and worthlessness, not just from the community, but also from God. The additional result of this can be that everyone refuses to help the person affected for the fear of undoing the will of God. And this reveals the full extent of spiritual damage done by this man, by leprosy, and the unseen damage that cruelly robs him of the dignity and self-worth. This is Dipak. He's from Nepal. Some of you may remember a few years back there was a devastating earthquake in Nepal. Destroyed most of the hospital, was run by the leprosy mission. But they still carry on. The volunteers' homes were all destroyed. All their belongings were lost. They still carried on. So even in the storm is ravaging against them, they still can see the light and the calmness that can come with Jesus. Dipak is 16 and lives in Nepal. And several members of Dipak's family have suffered from leprosy. And when Dipak was 10, he tragically became the next. His mother spotted the early signs and took him straight for the treatment and put on a course of the multi-drug therapy. £6 that cost, multi-drug therapy, to cure the leprosy. Thankfully, because of a lot of community awareness, Dipak did not suffer from any of the stigma, but still only has been able to tell his close friends he has leprosy. Dipak's family own a furniture business, making and selling mainly tables and chairs. It's a very small business selling to their neighbours and community, and he is the youngest of 9 children. 9? Oh, 1's bad enough. No. Sadly, Dipak's father died in 2013. And now, along with his elder brother, he must support his family in the workshop. This was made almost impossible when Dipak lost feeling in some of his fingers and his left hand started to claw. He says, "It was very difficult for me with a clawed hand. My hand is too weak. A clawed hand can deeply affect someone's prospect to lead a normal life. And in Nepal, The greeting is to place hands palm to palm. Any hint of clawing cannot be hidden, and there is deep shame if you're unable to do this. Clawed hands can make it impossible to grip anything securely, and even the simplest task become a huge challenge. For Ditpak, working manually with wood, his clawed hand became a seemingly insurmountable problem. Always try to reflect somebody else's story into my own life. And a lot of this I can myself. As some years back I was savagely attacked by a guy with a knife. And in my defence, my left hand went up. Thankfully, I came away with it on top. But my left hand didn't. I lost all feeling down this left-hand side. Being an HGV driver made it impossible for me to work for a number of months. So I kind of reflect how Ditpak must feel when he wants to support and look after his family. And his small problem of his hand makes it difficult. His hand also alone meant he could understand the social and the physical problems faced by the man who became Jesus would help. Thankfully, this is not the end of Ditpak's story, and neither is the end of the story for the man who came to see Jesus, for next we receive the response of Jesus. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. The first response of Jesus is to destroy the myth that God is punishing or rejecting the man. Without uttering a word, Jesus reaches out and touches him. In so doing, he breaks through the pain and the exclusion and offers love and acceptance to this hurting man. He welcomes him through action rather than word into loving presence of God, which is a beautiful picture of grace and acceptance. The physical needs is, "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the man was cured of his leprosy. Jesus brings healing to the man's body and removes the terrible physical effects of leprosy. Jesus knows there is little time to correct the man's thinking and discuss the error of requesting to be made clean. Jesus knows the crowd will show no mercy when they eventually catch up with him. So he leaves it to Matthew to set the record straight. Matthew does this by declaring not that Jesus made the man clean, but rather cured him of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer the gift of Moses commanded as testimony to them." Jesus sends the man to the priest. Jesus knows that nobody will believe the word of the man if he declares himself cured, and that legally it can only be done by the priest. Therefore, Jesus works with cultural boundaries of the community and sends the healed man to the priest so he can make the declaration, offer, and thanks to God for his cure. Only this will remove the exclusion from society. So we see how Jesus completely transformed the life of the man affected by leprosy. What about Ditpak? Well, eventually, Ditpak went to the health clinic that originally diagnosed him, and they referred him to the leprosy missions clinic near his home which is at the Annaban Hospital on the outskirts of Kathmandu, which is the hospital I mentioned earlier on, which was partially destroyed in the earthquake. Deepak says, I was feeling afraid before the surgery and did not know what would happen or whether my hand would be better or worse. But I am much better than before and now can feel my hand is getting better. Reconstructive surgery replaced the dead tendons with new healthy ones. And the palm of the hand is expertly open to access the tendons and replace them. The operation is followed by an extensive physiotherapy to retrain the tendons into their new role. Different exercises to encourage the hand to grip are completed, such as picking up blocks and putting them into towers, or transferring beans from one jar to another. The final aim is that the hand can be held straight and the tips of the fingers can easily touch the tip of the thumb. And the exercises will continue at home. Two of his brothers have also suffered from leprosy, and one of them is also helping to run the family business. It's one business that's really had a few problems, isn't it? He has a badly clawed hand, and Deepak says, when I get home, I will tell him he must go to the Annaban Hospital. And 5 months after his surgery, and back home in Deepak, Deepak is thrilled to be helping in the family workshop and able to support his mother. And he says, I'm now able to hold big objects and have more control of the smaller ones as I have improved my strength in my fingers. He is no longer worried about the future. My future is wide open again. How wonderful to hear Deepak so excited about the future, having seen in his own life, completely transformed, as did the man 2,000 years ago who turned to Jesus and asked for help. Deepak's story could have been so different if we'd not been there for him right at the beginning. So every 2 minutes, someone is diagnosed. And your gift today can go to support the wonderful work of the leprosy mission and those at the Annaban Hospital. In the passage, we meet someone who turned to Jesus while all the others had refused him. He believed Jesus would not. With your support and prayers, we will follow in Jesus' footsteps and respond to all the cries for help by saying, we are willing, be healed. I'd like to share this sign with you, which is outside the hospital. It says, people affected by the leprosy are the most important visitors in our premises. They are not dependent on us. We are dependent on them. Service to them is the purpose of our work. They are not the outsiders to our service. They are part of it. We are not doing them favour by serving them. They are giving us the opportunity to do so. This heartfelt compassion behind the words of this sign is our response to the three main effects of the leprosy upon our life and the three ways that Jesus brought healing to the man with leprosy 2,000 years ago, a young man filled with hope in Nepal. Could we have the Rebuild Nepal video, please?
In April 2015, two powerful earthquakes hit Nepal, one of the poorest countries in Asia. Over 9,000 people were killed, including 2,500 children, and tens of thousands were injured. The central region was badly hit, and the leprosy mission's Anandaban Hospital was damaged by the quakes. Many of the doctors and nurses at the hospital were left homeless when their houses collapsed. Despite the devastation and the dread of more loss of life as the aftershocks continued, the medical staff worked round the clock to help and heal. Not only were leprosy affected... In April 2015, two powerful earthquakes hit Nepal, one of the poorest countries in Asia. Over 9,000 people were killed, including 2,500 children, and tens of thousands were injured. The central region was badly hit, and the leprosy mission's Anandaban Hospital was damaged by the quakes. Many of the doctors and nurses at the hospital were left homeless when their houses collapsed. Despite the devastation and the dread of more loss of life as the aftershocks continued, the medical staff worked round the clock to help and heal. Not only were leprosy-affected patients treated at the hospital, but so were the hundreds who flooded to the hospital from the surrounding area. Lives were saved, countless operations took place, and the wards were full of people being treated for crush injuries, broken bones, and gashes. The situation was so severe that patients were moved outside for fear of the hospital collapsing. Many patients were not only physically affected, but also suffered unimaginable trauma as they saw loved ones killed in the earthquake. Entire villages where homes once stood are now piles of rubble or have disappeared completely. Krishna is 58 years old, and the earthquake has left him as a widower. But even before the earthquake, Krishna had suffered so much. He contracted leprosy many years ago when he was a teenage boy. But because it wasn't diagnosed and treated quickly, the disease damaged his hands. The damage is permanent. Today, as well as facing the day-to-day challenges of his disability, he is grieving for his dear wife. His home has collapsed, and he has lost the only way he had to earn a living. Krishna wanted to share his sad story with us. Krishna told us that he was outside his home when the earthquake struck. Suddenly, he heard a cracking sound. He shouted for his wife to come outside, but she tripped at the doorway as she rushed to leave. The house collapsed on top of her and killed her. And Krishna saw it all happen right in front of him. He told us that the shock was too much, and he passed out. Krishna was in such grief after the earthquake that he wanted to die. But his two sons need him. He is all they have. Now Krishna is determined to look after his sons, even though he has so little. It is just a few months until the anniversary of the earthquakes. Nepal has dropped from the news headlines, but that does not mean the problems have gone away. Winter is coming in Nepal, and many people are still living in temporary shelters under tarpaulins. The leprosy mission staff in Nepal are very concerned about how people disabled by leprosy will cope in the icy cold weather. Please will you help to rebuild Nepal? You can give families like Krishna's the chance to start anew. Every gift makes a difference. A gift of £55 could provide a pallet of 500 bricks to get rebuilding underway. A donation of £550 could build two new walls for a family home for people like Krishna. A wonderful donation of £2,500 could completely rebuild an earthquake-resistant home for a family devastated by the earthquake. Thank you for all that you have done so far and showing this DVD. It's so wonderful to be partnering with you to show the love of Jesus to people affected by leprosy in Nepal. Together, we are able to show that God is the builder of everything. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Hebrews 3, verse 4.
It's quite a moving video, but I'm not going to finish on bad news. The good news is that video was made back in February of this year. And of September this year, the leprosy mission built him a new house. So him and his two sons now have an earthquake-proof house, all due to the work of the leprosy mission and by those like yourselves who help support us. So thank you. As I said earlier on, I was feeling quite moved to be here today. I was baptised back in 2010 by the wonderful Jim Kilpin. It was obviously to become here today by sheer coincidence of the leprosy mission and to finally meet the wonderful Mr. and Mrs. Kilpin, who brought Jim up, and to be in the church where Jim started his journey. I just find that really incredible. So thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Kilpin. Thank you. I think we're going to sing our last hymn.